My guest actor Eugene Levy has appeared in more than 60 films. In the late 70s and early 80s, he was a cast member of SCTV, along with Rick Moranis, Catherine O'Hara, and John Candy. Since then, he's had memorable roles in films including Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, Waiting for Guffman, and the American Pie films. Levy has usually played supporting roles, but now he's starring with Samuel L. Jackson in the new film, The Man. Levy plays Andy Fidler, a dental supply salesman in Detroit for a convention, who stumbles into a drug investigation led by Derek Vann, a tough, cynical detective played by Jackson. In this scene, the detective grills Levy's character about a drug suspect he's just encountered.
So what's this guy look like?
Well, he had very good teeth.
What does he look like?
He looks good. He looks good. He had a very nice face, very handsome face. He was a very attractive man. No, not to me. I am married to a woman. And even if I wasn't married, I don't mean that kind of attractive. Personally, he was not attractive to me.
Describe him to me.
Short hair. Short hair. Which made his head look smaller than it actually is. And I only mention that because I've been told my head is somewhat large. And when I looked over at his, it's like, you know, when you look through binoculars the wrong way, it looks...
That's you. Answer it!
Well, Eugene Levy, welcome to Fresh Air.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you. You're starring in this new film with Samuel Jackson.
The Man. Yes.
Yeah. You've made a career of, and sometimes stealing the show with relatively smaller roles. I mean, putting on a great character. You star with Samuel Jackson, but you're the one that really carries it. I mean, you.
Wow.
He's your straight man.
He is my straight man. He's a damn good straight man too. The only difference is, you know, that the straight man used to slap the funny guy.
Right.
Yeah, I get to slap the straight man in this thing. I don't know if you call it a step up, but it's a bigger role, more of a challenge, and I loved it.
And you actually get chased and shot in the rear end at one point. You get thrown onto the hood of a car, and you did some of these stunts yourself. Is that right? Spry young fellow like
yes,
you.
Yes, I did. I'm such a professional. Running. I did a lot of this stuff. This is not something I would maybe want to do again real soon. Physical comedy is not my forte, I don't think. But I did do running. I did do falling. I got shot in the rear. I was got hit by a car. I mean, you know, kind of not hit by a car, but close, jumping up on the hood. I get tossed out of a car. There's a lot of stuff in here that I think will last me for the rest of my life.
If you're just joining me, my guest is actor Eugene Levy. He's done more than 60 films. His most recent, in which he stars with Samuel L. Jackson, is The Man. Well, let's talk about SCTV a little bit. We have a few clips of some characters of yours, and I thought we would start with you as Stan Schmenge, who, with John Candy playing his brother Yash Schmenge, were the Schmenge brothers who hosted the Happy Wanderer Polka Show. And,
that's right.
And in this clip, you as Stan Schmenge are doing something which you often do in the show, which is to speak with some of the old folks who come to dance the polka and enjoy some of some cabbage rolls and coffee supplied by your good friend Mrs. Yachke. Let's listen.
Mrs. Yachke really outdid herself tonight with her delicious homemade cabbage rolls and coffee. Can't be beat. Are you folks having a good time? I just asked him a question, but he couldn't answer because his mouth was full with Mrs. Yachke's cabbage rolls. Oh, well, that's live television for you.
Maybe he should wash it down with some coffee.
Oh, well.
How about that?
Brings a smile to your still, doesn't it?
Yeah. I honestly had the greatest time doing. I think the most fun I had on the show was working with John in some of those situations.
Tell us a little bit about where the Schmenge brothers came from.
Well, you know, we were doing our show in Edmonton at that time, and there wasn't a lot to do in Edmonton when you weren't working. So on our off days, I mean, if Sunday was our off day, we would just go up to, you know, somebody's. We were staying in a hotel. and I would we would visit. So I would go up to John's room, and we were sitting around one day watching television, and there were a couple of we switched we on the remote control, and we're in the and we come on this upon this polka show, and there's a couple of guys up there, and we. And schmengi was a word that we would kind of toss around on the show, kind of like, well, there's a couple of schmengis. It was just one of those words. And we kind of wrote these guys. And it's not, you know, it's a little Lawrence Welk in, right. You know, in a way. But the idea that, you know, again, you have two guys, lovely guys, sweet guys, good guys. They know their stuff. They know their polka stuff. But, you know, how in the world they have their own show is just beyond comprehension.
Well, one way is that they have their own travel agency, the Schmengi Brothers Travel Agency, and they do commercials, and those are fun, too.
This is true. Yeah, they were very shrewd businessmen.
And Lithuanian, was that the idea? Or was it some general East
Well, Lutonia. Lutonia.
Is that what it was? Lutonia.
Yes, was where they were from, right. And it was located somewhere on the dark side of the Balkans.
Well, let's hear another character of yours. And this is Bobby Bittman, who is a hack comedian, let's say.
Well, let's say he's a Vegas comic. Hack comedian would be complimentary. You know, in the kind of 60s Vegas style of, say, you know, a Shecky Green.
Right, right. And here we are in and he's fawning over another celebrity here, perhaps loosely modeled after Joey Heatherton. And this is on one of his many appearances on the Sammy Maudlin Show.
Let me just say, Lola Heatherton represents everything that's good in this town. As a person, she's marvelous. And as a performer, she's absolutely marvelous. And I love her. I really do.
She's the best.
I really
she's
do.
The best.
Bobby Bittman, you're so sincere, it's scary.
Now, Bobby, look. I read that you were in Washington testifying before a congressional committee on the drug problem here in Hollywood.
That's right, Sammy, and funny you should bring that up because I didn't think you could read.
hilarious.
Wow. That bit went on to say, you know, I just want to tell everybody out there, Sammy, that I don't get paid with the white stuff. I get paid with the green stuff.
Right. And, of course, radio really doesn't do justice to Bobby Bittman. I mean, we're looking at a guy with a bright red coat,
bright
five
red
gold
coat.
Chains.
He's got the chains. He's got the rings. He had a ring on every finger except one. And you know why he did not wear a ring on that one finger?
Why is that?
Overkill.
Would have been just too much. Right,
yeah.
Right. And always the cigarette, right?
Always the cigarette. Yes, I know. Well, that was those were the days.
Was there any comedian that Bobby Bittman was sort of modeled on?
His personality, I borrowed from Jerry Lewis, you know, as who he is as a person, not necessarily as his act. But when he was speaking seriously, you know, as a comic in all seriousness, mm-hmm. that was kind of a Lewis-ism.
Right.
And that's what I kind of borrowed from for the character of Bittman.
Let's hear one more character that we've got on tape here, and this is the estimable Sid Dithers, what would we call him, a Jewish grandfather private detective?
Private Detective was just one of the shows that he right. had on SCTV. He was a guy. He was an old Jewish man, not that tall. And you know, there's kind of an image, and you don't have to just be in Florida, but you will sometimes see. And I remember as a kid just seeing images sometimes of these little guys with white hair driving these you know, big kind of you know, Buicks going back to the 50s and 60s, those big cars,
right.
And all you see is like the little head behind the wheel. That's how short they were, and that was the
that was the and a pair of white shoes down there at the bottom.
That was
you
the
ever
character
that
and a white belt.
All right, well, let's hear Sid Dithers, and in this scene he is a private detective, and a distraught father comes to him for help.
Mr. Dithers, I came a long way to see you. I could have contacted the police in San Francisco, but I have a feeling my daughter's right here in Beverly Hills.
San Francisco? So how did you came? You drove and did you flew?
Mr. Dithers, the only thing that's important is whether or not you'll take the case.
Yes! And I'll tell you why. Because I'm a man who loves children. Now, you've got a little girl who was kidnapped. I myself have a son who's now a successful lawyer and has two gorgeous little girls of his own. Cigar?
That was Sid Dithers, played by my guest Eugene Levy all those years ago. What does that bring to mind?
So how did you came? You drove and did you flew?
You know, so many of these characters are so over the top. I mean, all these ethnic accents and overdone stuff. And there was a lot of physical elements to it. And you had nose putty and beards and mustaches and a lot of the stuff.
You're kidding? It's my craft.
Well, then you get into movies, and then we just see Eugene Levy. I mean, was it different to kind
of... Well, you see Eugene Levy with maybe a set of buck teeth and Best in Show. You see him with a couple of left feet. You see him... I still like to don a wig or two. I still like to, it's true. You see me, Waiting for Guffman, the most exciting thing about that movie for me was finding those glasses because brought new meaning to the 80s. You know what I mean? They were big and magnified, and I still like a good prop.
Right, so you look for just that touch.
But
but
it's true in movies. You are more yourself, and this has to come out. I remember doing the television show years ago. I mean, SCTV, and it was John Candy for the most part who appeared in everything as himself. All the characters he did, we would say, John, you're not putting on a mustache for this. You're not putting on glasses. No. It's fine. And people, identified with his face. I mean, he was the only guy in the company where you could tell who it was,
Right.
So there was some method behind his madness.
Well, you've been acting for a long time, but in 1999, this role that you had in American Pie got you a lot of attention, particularly maybe with a younger movie-going set. Why don't we hear a clip of you? Now, you're playing Jason Biggs' father here, right, whose name I believe was Jim, a young man who's exploring, an adolescent man exploring his, sexual identity. And we have a scene here where you, as his dad, come in for a little heart-to-heart.
Oh, Jim, you're here. I was just walking by your room, and I was thinking, boy, it's been a long time since we've had a little father-son chat. Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Do you want to just flip to the center section? Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
This is Hustler. And this is a much more exotic magazine. Now, they have decided to focus more on the pubic region, right. The whole groin area.
Uh-huh.
Look at the expression on her face. You see that? See what she's doing? She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy. Hey, how you doing?"
My guest, Eugene Levy,
wow.
Playing Jim's father in that breakthrough role in American Pie. You know, it was interesting. The role was a little different when you played it than it was as written, right? You looked at this and decided it needed a little tweaking. Right?
Yeah, when I first of all getting the script and reading the script, it's not something I kind of jumped to do right away. It really was a raunchy little script, and I thought, boy, you know what? They're really out there. I don't think this is necessarily for me, but... I went in to meet with the brilliant young guys who put it together, Paul and Chris Weitz, and I didn't like the role. The role of the dad was written kind of in a slightly crass way. It was a smaller role and nudge nudge wink wink kind of thing with his son. I said, boy, I want to change the part. And they said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to change everything. Let's so we kind of went in and improvised in a rehearsal. All the scenes, we I kind of played the kind of guy I wanted to play, which was a father who was so well-intentioned, that he could deal with something like walking in and seeing his son humping a pastry, and take it on himself like it's his fault, like it's something he didn't do, that it's up to him to try and steer his son in the right direction.
Did you feel comfortable with the kids seeing American Pie? They would have been what, adolescents at the
time?
My
kids were, my daughter was about 14 when that movie came out. My son was, I think, 16. My daughter, I said, you can't come to the premiere because you're, first of all, it's illegal. You can't, it's an R-rated movie, so you can't see it. I said, however, you know, I said, if you can find a theater somewhere that somehow allows you and your fake ID to get in and see the movie, I don't have a problem with it. It's not the movie that I will never be able to watch it with you.
Right.
You know, that will never happen with this movie. Unfortunately, it's not something we can do together. But if you want to go with your girlfriends and see it, I think you're going to find it very funny.
Are there any SCTV roles or movie characters that you're particularly fond of?
You know, I have a soft spot for a lot of characters on SCTV, and some of them are not, you know, kind of the major characters that I do. I do have a soft spot for Bittman, but there are other little tiny roles that I've played here and there, like a game show contestant in a Russian game show.
Can you conjure a little of that for us?
It was a show called Upo Skrabelnik, and it was a show when we lost the feed on SCTV, and we somehow got hooked into CCP1, the Russian television network, and we picked up this Russian programming, and it was just a character with a great kind of Eastern European look, reminiscent of a Shmangi, but he was just in. Terribly intense, and he had a little buzzer the size of a football, you know, that he would have to hit when they asked him a question, and his eyes were just so intense, his eyes were riveted on the moderator as he was asking the question, and then he would hit his buzzer with such intensity. Tiny little role, but I never tire of watching that when it comes up in reruns.
If we were to hang around the Levy household, would we hear these characters coming out as you speak to your wife and kids from time to time?
I do have the ability sometimes to get to my kids and get them laughing through characters, and I can go into Stan Shmangi, in the kitchen with my with my kids and really pour it on to the point where they actually start laughing.
I'm so glad he's still around,
Stan. Stan is still here, and it is a terribly sad thing Yosh isn't.
Well, Eugene Levy, thanks so much for stopping by, spending some time with us.
Boy, it was an absolute pleasure. Thanks.
Actor Eugene Levy. He starts with Samuel L. Jackson in the new film The Man. You can also see him in episodes of SCTV, which are now available on DVD.